Finishing up, throughout the last few chapters, I've covered the major blowjob techniques, positions, as well as fantasies and locations. This chapter covers the finish. In other words, I'm going to teach you what you need to do when your man starts to reach orgasm and ejaculate or come. Luckily, there are a number of good things that you can do, which means that you can always surprise your man. But before we get to those, I want to talk about your man first. A similar phenomenon happens in both men and women when they reach orgasm. Right before a man reaches the peak of his orgasm, his penis starts to become incredibly sensitive, to the point that it almost feels sore to touch. It's very similar in feeling to a woman after she reaches orgasm through stimulation of the clitoris. It's almost painful when it's touched after orgasm. So a key point that you must remember when your man reaches orgasm is that his penis will start to become incredibly sensitive right after he reaches the peak of his orgasm, to the point that it's almost painful when it's touched in a really rough or tough way. So keep this in mind when you're finishing up a blowjob on your man. Reaching orgasm. You can tell with 95% of guys when they were about to reach orgasm. How? They will start breathing a lot louder and a lot faster. It's unmistakable. When you start hearing this faster, heavier breathing, then it's time to speed things up. So if you've been taking it slow and steady throughout the entire blowjob, now is the time that you need to start sucking a little faster. This will ramp everything up and make the blowjob feel far, far better. The harder you hear him breathing, the harder and faster you need to suck. When he does start to ejaculate, you should be able to tell pretty easily. You will also be able to feel his penis twitching slightly in your mouth, and you will also notice that his breathing pattern slightly changes. After giving your man a good few blowjobs, noticing when he reaches orgasm will become second nature to you. It's incredibly difficult to describe in words, very obvious in real life. Finishing techniques. Giving your man a wonderful blowjob for 20 minutes is pointless if you don't use a great finishing technique. These techniques will start off with the easy ones first before showing the more advanced ones. Handjob finish. Getting a handjob finish from a girl feels wonderful if done right. When you can tell that your man is almost at orgasm, take his penis out of your mouth and start to give him a handjob. At this stage, you don't want to give him a slow sensual handjob. You want to give him a very fast and firm one, right up until he starts to come. When I say hard, I don't mean so hard that you cause him pain. Instead, I mean that you should be firmly gripping his penis. When he reaches orgasm and starts to ejaculate, you need to start releasing your grip on his penis so that you are now holding it incredibly lightly. Even though you are holding it lightly, you still need to make sure that you are moving it up and down on his penis. Start slowing down how much pressure you apply to his penis as he starts to ejaculate. The main area of the penis that you need to concentrate on when giving your man a handjob finish is the head of the penis, as it's by far the most sensitive. A great way to finish is to use a double-handed handjob technique, so that one hand is focusing on the head of the penis while the other is focusing on the shaft. A handjob finish is great for girls who absolutely hate the idea of getting semen in their mouths or anywhere near their face. Blowjob finish. If you're giving your man a blowjob, then he's usually going to expect you to finish it with your mouth. This is very easy. Just like when you give your man a handjob finish, when you start to hear him breathe more heavily and faster, you're going to need to speed things up when you're giving him a blowjob finish. Here's a top tip. It feels wonderful if you start giving him the washing machine technique right as he starts coming. When you do start to feel him reach orgasm and come in your mouth, you then need to start slowing down. Because your mouth will feel a lot softer than your hands, you can still maintain the same amount of pressure that you apply to his penis as he is ejaculating. But remember to ease off the amount of pressure you apply after he has finished ejaculating. My advice is to try as many different blowjob techniques as possible with your man as he is coming and reaching orgasm, and then afterwards see which ones he likes best. What to do with his cum? As your man reaches orgasm and starts to ejaculate or cum, there are a number of different ways for dealing with his semen. Some may not be your cup of tea, but like with everything in this book, I advise that you at least try them once to know for sure whether or not you actually like or enjoy them. Swallowing. Swallowing is not for every girl. My advice is to try it at least once with a guy you like before you decide that you like it or that you hate it. The most important part of swallowing your man's semen is your attitude. If you swallow your man's load and then spend the next 5 minutes throwing up or coughing or gagging or complaining about it, then it's a serious turn-off for your man. Plus, all those negative feelings aren't so good for your relationship. But if you swallow your man's load like you swallow orange juice and then just casually go to the bathroom afterwards to wash your mouth out with mouthwash, your man is really going to appreciate it. If you watch some porn movies to see what porn stars do when swallowing cum, you'll see a lot of them licking their lips after swallowing the semen, or gargling the semen before swallowing it, or swallowing it first and then afterwards opening their mouth to show that it's all gone. You can do this too if you want to act like an insatiable nymph, although don't feel like that you have to do it or that it's necessary in any way. But before you do try licking your lips or gargling a semen in your mouth, just make sure that you've swallowed a semen a few times already so that you are comfortable with the taste. Spitting. Maybe you don't want to swallow your man's semen after he reaches orgasm. That's perfectly fine and normal. Lots of girls don't. Maybe you find the taste or the texture disgusting, or maybe you just don't like the idea of having his semen in your stomach. That's absolutely no problem at all. Even if you absolutely hate the taste of his semen, it's still important to not appear like you absolutely despise it when your man does come in your mouth. Seeing you cringing or wincing as he comes is a major turnoff for guys. After he comes in your mouth, just simply walk to the bathroom, spit it out, and then wash your mouth out. It's that easy. Even if you plan on always spitting, I recommend that you try swallowing it at least once to see what it feels like and see what it tastes like. Facials. A facial is when a man ejaculates onto your face. These have only become recently widely popular due to pornography. For most men, giving their girl a facial is a big fantasy, even though it's not something that guys usually expect of a girl. For girls, it may not be the most pleasant thing in the world, but if you're serious about your man's pleasure, then you should really consider allowing him to give you a facial. When he's about to come, you need to take the penis out of your mouth and give him a handjob, while aiming his penis at your face. It's that easy. However, you will want to try to avoid your eyes as much as possible. If you get cum in your eyes, it will sting. It's not terribly painful, but it's uncomfortable and annoying. It will also make them really bloodshot, which isn't nice at all. The simplest thing to do to prevent this is to just aim his penis into your mouth, so most of the cum goes into your mouth. Then it's just a matter of either spitting or swallowing. Onto your breasts or naked body. Letting your man come onto your naked body is probably the easiest option, as you don't have to worry about sweating, spitting, swallowing, or getting it into your eyes. You also then have the option of rubbing it over your body afterwards, which can look incredibly hot for your man. So these are all options that you have for finishing a blowjob. You can finish with a handjob, you can finish by spitting, or you can finish by swallowing. You can even finish by taking it on your face and onto your body. While some of these may sound tame and others may sound a little more crazy, what's really important is that you try to constantly vary which one you use to keep things interesting. You'll also find that giving your man a facial the very first time you give him a blowjob may end up giving him the wrong idea about you and who you are. Better to save facials for special occasions. Final points. The end of the blowjob is the most important part. If you do everything perfectly but give your man a bad ending, then he will not be satisfied at all. So before you give your man his next blowjob, try to decide how you want to finish it ahead of time to save yourself thinking about it during the blowjob. So finishing up is the final part to giving your man a great blowjob. By combining each of the previous chapters and this one, you now have an arsenal of techniques, positions, tricks, tips, and information on every single aspect of giving your man a mind-blowing BJ. Whether you need to know the exact technique to use or the position to be in or how to act, it's right here in the Blowjob Bible. The important thing, though, is to apply it, to actually use it. Finer details on finishing up. 1. I hate the idea of swallowing his semen. Is this a serious problem? Will he resent me for it? My advice, it's not a problem at all, but you should try it at least once with an open mind. If you find that you don't like it, then there is no need to ever do it again. However, it's important that you don't make too big a deal out of it. Otherwise, it can become a source of stress in your sex life. Keeping an open mind is important for having great sex and having a great sex life. You need to try it once so you know for sure whether or not you really do like it or you really do not like it. 2. His semen tastes disgusting. Is there anything I can do or he can do to make it taste better? My advice, there is something he can do. Here's what I've found after many years of getting great blowjobs and talking to girls about it. Get your man to drink a few glasses of fruit juice about 1 to 3 hours before you give him head. Make sure he doesn't eat anything else after drinking the fruit juice. In general, things he should avoid eating in the hours and days before you give him a blowjob are foods that are high in fat or that are high in protein. So things he should avoid are eggs, fast food, meat, poultry, fish, and fried food. And that's the Blowjob Bible. I hope you enjoyed it.